And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Tonight we're going to have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. If you've heard of dusting, you know that it's something the kids are doing. Some kids are doing with a can of dust off. It's generally used just to blow dust off of computer keyboards, and it's compressed air. But somehow, some young people are getting stoned on this. So Bobby will be talking about it because a friend of her son, Seth, in her words, directed him to buy dust off and then directed him to go to their house and then directed him to huff it. And then they found both of them sitting in Seth's room staring at a television set that wasn't on with their pants off. That's all coming up here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I want to just give you a little sign. And then we're, Don Berman's with us, Brad. Brad, why did I call you Brad?
I don't know. From the gayest name I ever did hear.
Sorry, Bud. And now I'm totally spacing, man.
You want Don Berman.
Don Berman will join us in a few minutes about a big report they're going to do on Channel 19 tonight at 10 on the Channel 19 News, Public Pool or Public Indecency, and we'll be hearing from him. I just wanted to give you the results of a test that I've been conducting basically since I was born. Can I sleep after drinking 10, 15 cups of coffee? The answer, yes. Now, the reason why I'm laying this on you is because I get a lot of people who are of like experience. And it's almost like we're part of this underground and we don't know each other yet. But we're gradually getting to know each other. We are a group of people who can drink coffee and go directly to sleep if we need to. I talk to a kid, and you'll meet him everywhere. I just like Robert downstairs, works at Fox News, technical director. Robert's like me. Two huge cups of Starbucks about 10:30 at night. I get home, I'm on the computer, woo, go right to sleep. No problem. And I love coffee, and it does pick me up. I was, it'll be the weirdest place. I was at a, almost as if I was in the middle of, I was in Ventura, but I might as well be in the middle of the desert. And I stopped at a gas station, and it was one of those scenes out of America that you often see. The person at the counter, kind of early 20s, maybe late teens, large brunette girl with a big, you know, blue shirt. It says Shirley on a patch and then Chevron over on the other side. And then sitting in a chair behind her is a much older 50-something woman, red hair and, you know, a lot of those kind of sun spots on her face. And she's got the liver spots on the hands and the big long Pall Mall with about an inch worth of ash that you want to go up and just go, oh, will you please flick that? And she's sitting in a chair and there's a little dog next to her. And they have the cooler case, and in it has the Starbucks, those god-awful mocha Starbucks drinks. I drink the coffee one. And I said, as I grabbed the bottle of Starbucks coffee, oh, you know what? I love that one. That's good, isn't it? I like the vanilla, too. Have you done the vanilla? No, I'm not really into it. I just like to have it. You know, I can drink it any time. And just by saying I can drink it every time, we can, too. And so suddenly, you're like me. You can drink it. See, here's the thing. I found this out. Herb Sewell turned me onto this because of some of the work that Herb did with the doctors when he was being electroshocked and castrated for being a child molester. He also was a patient assistant to the doctors at Atascadero. And he did some groundbreaking work with one of the doctors. Now, here's what it is. Seriously. In order for you to sleep, there's a certain part of your brain that has what's called alpha waves. Alpha waves have to be at a certain level for you to sleep. If they are too low, you're too tired, and sometimes you've had the experience where you try to sleep when you're really tired and you wake up with a start. It's because your body is like, oh, I'm too tired, man. I'm afraid I'm going to die here. Drinking coffee for some of us whose alpha waves are kind of depressed lifts them up to that place where they're supposed to be, and the next thing you know, you can sleep. And I try to explain that to these two gals at the gas station, and they got it, unlike some more intelligent people. Oh, alpha waves, uh-huh. What am I doing? I'm like 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm gassing up, and I'm getting a bottle of Starbucks, and I'm into a rap about alpha waves with these two women who 5 minutes before were discussing whether they could, you know, do you find any puka shells at the garage sale? Because I really am still into them. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman joining us.
That was wonderful, Phil. That's a great story.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil.
Tell me about the report you have tonight.
Phil, tonight we will inaugurate the first of 7 reports on the Channel 19 News at 10. Donna DeCruz in our Up With People segment will precede it, of course, Golden Showers with the weather. And, by the way, we've won another Emmy for our local reporting. But this story has been begging, just begging to be done for a long time. Public pool or public indecency? And we're very proud of the reporting.
Tell me about this has to do with public pools and the bathing suits that some of the young girls are wearing.
Underage girls who are going to public pools. These are public facilities, and they are tax-supported facilities. Do the public pools, the people that administer these facilities that are supported by tax money, have the right to allow 15, 16, 17-year-old girls to be present in these bathing areas, in the area, the public areas around the pool, in bathing suits that are really nothing more than G-strings, in some cases thongs, in other cases you might as well just be wearing pasties.
For people who are not aware of what pasties are,
it's a common usage at strip clubs that strippers. I'm sorry, you're probably asking why would I know that, and I'm not. I tell you, you have to take your relaxation where you can, Phil.
No, I understand. Okay, so you are doing this report.
Yeah, we are doing the report.
Now, you mentioned that there is a personal side to this story.
Phil, you never, as a reporter, want to get yourself involved in the story. And the last thing that I would ever want for myself is to become a part of the story. But tonight at 10 o'clock, we're going to find out how this reporter, in covering the story Public Pool or Public Indecency, became very much ensnared in this story, and how it can happen to any man. And I will tell over the course of the next 5 nights how I got involved with Brianna and what happened in the course of our relationship, which lasted 2 weeks, and what can happen to any man who goes to a public pool to do a report on how indecent the bathing suits are, only to be getting involved with one of the 16-year-olds there, and then hiding from her mother and father when they come home, and that kind of thing. So I'm going to...
Now, are you telling me, then, that you got involved with a girl you saw at the pool in, what, a thong?
Yes. Well, she was wearing a one-piece one day, but then she came in the thong the next. And it was... I'll tell you, it was an eye-opener for me. It was a real eye-opener. As a journalist, I was happy for the experience, but at the same time, I'm certainly not happy that I had to take a beating, that I had to be very, very forthcoming with my employers.
You said you had to take a beating?
I received a beating at the hands of her older brother. But I will tell you that all of this, as a journalist, Phil, I was in Vietnam. I was in Central America. I was in New York on 9/11. I was in London on July the 7th. I've seen it all, and...
You took a beating from her older brother, how? I don't understand.
Well, when I was hiding in a closet. She thought it was her father, and when she said, no, it's just my brother, I came out of the closet, and I was pulling my underwear on.
Are you there?
Hold on, I just have a little bit of a frog in my throat. I was pulling on my underwear, and I said to him as a joke, I said, the least you could do is allow me to get my underwear on, and that's what set him off.
Well, the kid found a stranger in his house.
A stranger? She introduced me to him.
You're pulling your underwear on in his kid sister's room. Okay, look.
Phil, as I said, I don't want to be a part of the story, but tonight at 10 o'clock on Channel 19, you'll see it all, you'll hear it all. I'm not going to cover up anything. From the moment that I stepped a foot there at the Cherrywood Public Pool to the Tuesday afternoon when I began talking with Brianna to the Wednesday afternoon when her brother beat me in their home to the Thursday when I got the blood test back.
All right, get him out of here.
Right.
Just get him out of here. There's only so much of his bullcrap I can take and Golden Showers with the weather. Yes, what do you want, man? I've only got a few seconds, okay? Just go ahead.
Well, Phil, I tried to run away from her brother, but I tripped over my underwear, and it was around my ankles, and it was embarrassing.
Get out of here, will you, with your story?
You gotta promote it.
All right, I'll promote it. Tonight at 10, Channel 19, with their Emmy award-winning news, Donna DeCruz, Up With People, Goldie Showers in the Weather, and Public Pool or Public Indecency. One journalist's journey through, you know, this controversy of bathing suits. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up tonight, we will have... Who did I say we're going to have on the show tonight? I forgot. Oh, Bobby Dooley is back with us to talk about dusting. Is your kid, is he sticking that dust off up his nose? It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to have tonight Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve on dusting. Something you should know as a parent. What household products are your kids getting stoned on, if at all? Hopefully they're not. You may have heard of dust off. Some kids are. It's not really huffing. It's more like depriving your brain of oxygen. So in other words, you're not introducing anything into the bloodstream. You're simply manipulating the biochemistry of the blood so that there is no oxygen in the brain. And so you're like high for a while. I don't know. I suppose you could get the same effect choking yourself with a towel. But that's kind of old hat, isn't it? I mean, I used to do that, bud. And I have heard of other kids. Here's a letter on a flashback request from Tim. He's at North Pole, Alaska. He says, hey, Phil, that's the name of the town, North Pole, Alaska.
You gotta be putting me on. How do they get away with that?
What do you mean, how do they get away with that?
North Pole, you know I'm gonna have to make the call.
Don't call him until I'm done with the bit. Hey, Phil, I love your show. I was wondering if you could play the show clip of Herb Sewell pushing the creature out of the car, the creature being Herb's wife. That was the funniest thing ever. Thanks, Tim. North Pole, Alaska. Here it is, Tim.
I cannot believe that this man is out of prison, number one. What is wrong with our penal system that a man can murder...
I did every day of the time that was assigned to me by the court.
Excuse me, sir. Something is wrong with our courts. Excuse me for using sir so loosely. What is wrong with our courts that they would only give you 6 years for murdering
I didn't murder
this
her.
Woman
it was an
in front of their children? Out-of-body, my experience, my ass.
No, you've
Excuse
heard.
Me, sir, but something is also wrong with the psychologist and with the parole board at Avenal State Prison, and they will get a letter from me that they have allowed you to be on the street.
What is your qualification to comment on
the... My qualification is that I am a mother who has a husband and three sons that are loving fathers.
Well,
and trust me, they wouldn't murder their children's mothers.
Well, if they blathered on, they must be very lucky.
Excuse me, you know what? I blather on like the best of them, thank God. Because it's men like you that need to be put in their place.
Well, wait a minute. What's your deal? First of all, I did the time. I paid for the crime by doing that. Number two.
You know what? You
I
did not
saw
pay
myself.
The time.
I was
traumatized. Because it's a life for a life. Read the frickin' Bible. You preach
about being
a Christian.
Everybody's quoted the Bible. Well, people
what happened to an eye for an eye?
That's not Christian. That's the new. That's the Old Testament.
You
that's
know
not
what?
The New Testament.
You know what?
Now, the
sir,
lady that called from
your
Atlanta...
Children, your children should never speak to you again. And how you can do a film documentary on being a father?
Well,
this is the biggest joke I've ever heard. Why would anybody pay money to allow you to do a film documentary? I'm sure it had to be self-financed because nobody would be in with you on this.
I want to ask
you
a question here. Herb, I want to ask you a question. How has your daughter responded to the court, you wanting to compel the court to have you walk her down the aisle?
We're expecting a response from her attorney, but I certainly have the right to walk my daughter down the aisle when she's marrying a prominent member of the film industry. Now, this happens to be what I do for a living. You know, are you telling me?
Well, how self-serving can you be to want to walk your daughter down the aisle, a daughter that you traumatized by pushing her mother out of the car, and then...
Let me ask Stephanie. Stephanie, being a mother, don't you think that I have the right to make a speech at my daughter's wedding?
No, I do not. And daughter doesn't have a restraining order to keep you 500 miles from her wedding, something's wrong with her.
Well, ma'am, let me just say...
You are a dangerous man, sir. You are still a dangerous man because you have not owned this at all.
No, I'm not dangerous. I saw myself doing it.
You are a sick, dangerous man.
Well, I wouldn't drive on the grapevine with your husband and family if I were you, with your mouth going like that.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to drive on any freeway near you because you are a very dangerous man, and the parole boards at Avenal State Prison will hear from me.
Well, you can rest assured that 3 years in isolation, I will never push a woman out of a car.
You still ought to be in isolation because you're a kook.
You know, Stephanie, let me just say it's a good thing I didn't marry you.
I don't even believe this radio station, nor I am giving you time, but I have never been so angry in my life.
Mr. Sewell, what you're not getting is that it doesn't matter if you apologize to your children. It doesn't matter if it was an out-of-body experience. They witnessed their mother getting pushed from a car.
And you know, when she was getting shoved from that car, she was still talking. I can still see her falling backwards onto the freeway and her mouth still moving on about some house she saw in La Cañada. Can you imagine that?
Wait a second. Are you listening to what we're saying, though, sir?
I understand what you're saying. I told you that I am trying to make amends. Kimberly won't let me make a speech at her wedding, and I do want to show a copy of my film to her new husband. Why can't I do this? I don't understand. Stephanie, I was nude in isolation. Nude.
You know what?
I had no clothes on.
You should still be stripped nude and still be in isolation. And thank God for the grandmother of your children that have raised them to understand
Amen.
That you are a sick man.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
the creature.
God to the grandmother of your children.
I praise that woman
for helping them to see the truth about their father.
Ah, now you're speaking of the creature. So you've never met the creature.
Are a creature, sir. You are a creature.
This is a woman that's raising your children.
Raising my children to hate their father, who in a moment's weakness kicked their mother out of a car.
At 90 miles an hour on the grapevine.
Whatever.
Hey, Herb, all right, that's our flashback, and I got Herb Sewell on the line here. That's our flashback requested by Tim in North Pole, Alaska, here on a Phil Henry show. That was that aired originally, Herb, back in June of last year. And you have since, you know, gotten out of the forensic hospital. A lot of people don't know that you were married.
Oh, I was absolutely married, yes. I was absolutely happily married for 11 years to my wife. You know, but herein lies the rub. Yes, I went to prison for that and a great many other deeds, you know, because of my, predilection for the exotic perversion. But here is the point. I regret every day that I ever harmed a child or another woman. Pushing her out of the car on the grapevine, even though, yes, I was accelerating well past 90 and I was approaching 7,000 RPM. You know what? I have a hard time feeling bad about that. Ha ha ha. You know, but really...
Are you kidding?
I'm only half kidding. My daughter and I, I hope that someday she'll forgive me, but she wasn't the one that lived 11 years with that noise. Just every day, just the cacophony, the caterwauling, and the claptrap. Ha 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 ha. So that's why it's difficult to hear that at the same time. It's difficult to feel bad about what I did.
Well, in any event, you did a lot of bad things in your life, and you know it. You're going to be hosting our webcast tomorrow night?
I am going to be hosting the webcast, and I was going to make a joke here, God willing, and the creek don't rise. You know, because...
Well, you're up at a river, aren't you?
I'm on the stream here at Bishop, yes. And the fishing has been so-so. We got a good stringer this morning. I've got 3 5-pound bass this morning, but this afternoon it's just dead. Yeah, I don't know if you'll pardon the use of the term dead. No.
Will you stop?
What?
But just come on, man. I mean, everything a joke with you?
No, I'm...
All right, I'm sorry.
It's kind of a bad move, Mr. Sewer.
The name is Sewell, young man. Sewell, not Sewer. Is that the retard that you employ?
That's Bud, yes.
What do you call me?
Nothing.
I don't like talking to it. I just want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to it.
All right, Bud, go out of here.
Thanks, Mr. Sewer.
Oh, you know, Walter Bellhaven has asked me. He'd love to kill again, but he doesn't know if there's anything left worth killing. And if I can get that kid's address...
All right, look. Tomorrow night you're going to host the webcast.
I'll be in the studio hosting a webcast. That's correct.
Right fresh from bass fishing.
That is correct. Bud, make sure you have Juju Bees in the green room. Ha ha ha. Oh, what a turd.
All right, thank you very much, and get back to your fishing.
Well, I've stopped. I'm just sitting here at the edge of the creek.
What are you doing?
I'm just really, I've got my toes in the water, and I'm smoking a pipe and thinking of things. Saw a very, very lovely, there's a couple of coyotes. It looked like a pack, almost, 3 or 4 of them. Going by. It's just a lovely, lovely evening here in the California Sierras.
All right. Well, Herb, we'll see you tomorrow night here as you host the Phil Henry Show webcast. Thanks a lot. Come on back in, Bud. 1-800-449-8686. What a freak.
Who, Mr. Sewer?
You know, you call him that tomorrow night, man. He's liable to go off on you. And I mean, you know he's killed before.
No, he hasn't. Walter Bildenhaven has.
Well, he'll beat you up or something. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got a couple of things. First of all, a question. I wonder if Starbucks, if that story is true about Starbucks not providing coffee for the soldiers in Iraq because of McDonald's and Burger King is trying to poison, I mean, they're trying to give them food and have, in fact. All right. My computer once again isn't working here in the studio, so I cannot scroll down on a page that I've just found here on a website called I Hate Starbucks. Recent Marines in Iraq wrote to Starbucks because they wanted to let them know how much they liked their coffee and to request that they send some to the troops there. Starbucks replied, telling the Marines thank you for their support in their business, but that Starbucks does not support the war nor anyone in it, and that they would not send the troops their brand of coffee. I don't know if that's true or not. And because my computer doesn't work, I can't really tell you the rest of it. I will say this, that, you know, I told you I didn't like Starbucks. Now I know why. No, My problem with Starbucks has nothing to do with their politics. I don't know whether it's good to boycott a company because of their politics or not. Although I would make an exception in the case of, like, any German company that had to do with slave labor in World War II. I might like, although I can't yet figure out which ones those are. See what I'm saying? How come I can't scroll down?
I don't know what it is. It's pretty weird.
Well, maybe it's because you're an idiot, bud. Maybe that's why.
Well, you're the idiot. Can't scroll down, all right?
Anyway, we're printing it off. Like, for instance, I said, yeah, I don't like Starbucks only because it is, I feel like I'm a prisoner of, you know, I'm an idiot for being a prisoner. I'm completely addicted to their product, and I don't have to walk in there. I get all of those arguments. I'm completely in accord with anybody that would email me and say, Phil, you blithering idiot, why do you go there? You're completely right. I go there for the same reasons other people go there, because of the secret ingredient they put in their coffee that the CIA is now testing. And I'm quite sure that we will find, after the commission comes back with its report, that Starbucks is slowly turning all of us into zombies. They're trying to zombify us. That's right. Zombify us so that we do their bidding in their whole world domination bullcrap trip. Anyway, the letter is like this. It's from a guy by the name of Howard Wright, 1st Platoon, Recon, 1st, he's a Marine. Recently Marines in Iraq wanted coffee, blah, blah. Starbucks replied, nah, we don't want to send our coffee. So as not to offend Starbucks, we should not support them by buying any of their products. As a war vet writing to fellow patriots, I feel we should get out in the open and talk about this. Well, apparently this is a hoax. Apparently Starbucks has never said anything of the sort, and no Marine, as far as anybody knows, has ever sent a letter like that. Okay? And even if it did happen, I'm not saying boycott Starbucks because of their stand on the war. I'm just saying when you go in there, be careful. Be very careful, because you are in a cult-like atmosphere. That's right, I said cult. And I'll tell you why. When you walk into Starbucks and a guy's sitting there with his computer on the table and there's kids doing homework and people are relaxing, it's like it's becoming a church. It's gone from being just a place where you go and get coffee. Now it's getting church-like. The music that they ask you to play, all part of the mind control game. I know, I've been there. I've seen it all. I've studied it. Don't even argue with me about this. Don't even think you're going to argue with me about this. Just go to my website, www.irsmart.com, and you'll find there all of the things I've dug up about Starbucks, the religion, the fact that a cat sits there all day long in the faux, you know, old school chair, sucking on coffee and fingering his nose. And the fact that me, as I say this, am sitting here next to a big, tall Starbucks. Hypocrisy doesn't even begin to tell the story of why I ain't in with that. So I would take all that bull crap with a grain of salt. Although, like, these companies that don't dig it, I will tell you this, Ben and Jerry, man, where'd you guys get the pair you got? And I figure you got a pair between the two of you. You see these guys, Ben and Jerry? sending out their emails about, hey, try our new summer ice cream. What, like a summer ago that those guys were riding around the country doing their whole thing, right? And they were doing the, kind of a political thing, which, you know, their point of view doesn't rightly jibe with mine, which is cool. That's fine. But what really bugged me is that they were going around and they were getting volunteers to intern for them. And so they're A, getting out their message, B, they're doing it at a minimum of a cost in terms of the overhead, and C, oh yeah, they're promoting their ice cream product. So that's what I figure a lot of these political causes are about. I figure it's right in their target demographic. You dig? What's the target demographic of Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Like yuppies, or maybe, yeah, sort of baby boomer to Generation X yups, brain dead, very wealthy, and brain dead. In other words, lots of, you know, maybe the C-Series Mercedes, but mostly some of the upper-level Mercedes-Benz in the gated community and kind of dopey. And so they eat a lot of that stuff. Now, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, got nothing to do with their politics, but I personally, when I eat Ben & Jerry's, I get the squirts for months. Months and months and months. Now, this is nothing to, you know, I'm not bagging on their politics or anything. I dig them. I think you have the right. But I'm just telling you that when I eat Ben & Jerry's, an entire summer goes by where I have to go to, like, a doctor every week. Just, doc, I don't know, man, but there's blood now. Well, Mr. Henry, what are you eating? Nothing other than Ben & Jerry's every night. But that's just me. Now, I'll tell you what actually does me very well is that good old Moose Tracks from Vons, man. Those guys, I'm telling you, weren't they doing out calls?
Hi, this is Ben. Oh, this is Jerry. You also do this.
Just a gunshot at that moment, a muffled pistol shot would help. All right, so did we confuse you about the Starbucks thing? I hope we didn't. There's no email that I'm aware of. And, Natalie Holloway, that hair they found in Aruba is not hers. It belongs to some other abducted woman who they're not looking for. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Father James McQuarters is going to join us right now. Father McQuarters, did you hear the news that the Irish Republican Army, apparently the Irish Republican Army is talking about standing down in their long-standing war against the British Empire?
Phil, I can tell you that if that is true, then a long time and a lot of prayers been answered, because there's been such a great deal of bloodshed. And I'm a Catholic priest, and I do serve the interests of the Catholics of Northern Ireland, a decided minority against the Ulster faction. But I would tell you, Phil, I'm also a citizen of this world and one of God's children.
I agree with you.
And I don't want to see any more bloodshed. And I will do anything, even give up the predilection that I had for a long time for boys. In fact, Phil, there's only two things that can actually change the very light Irish lilt in my voice. Killing the music, which turns me into a black man, or seeing a very svelte, beautiful young lady walk by the window like right now. Will you look at that? Anyway.
What happened?
It was some beautiful girl.
What?
I'm telling you, Phil. It's a miracle. God has blessed me. They've blessed. I don't want boys anymore, and I actually dig women. Well, look at this. Here comes a young lady now, coming for the catechism class. There she is. Oh, yeah! Anyway, as I was saying, Phil, you know all that stuff about the... Did you kill my music again?
Sorry, let me...
You know, Phil, when you talk about the things that bedevil man, you have to talk about your legs.
Chico boy?
Yes.
Get out of here. All of you cats are wigging out, man. You priests are freaks.
You can't be a freak, did you?
Yes, you're a freak. One day it's little boys, the next day it's women, and you're going, oh, yeah, look at that. Pop down the music, you sound like a freaking brother. What is up with you guys, man? Can't you get it? And you got a new pope, and you ain't happy with him. Everything's all messed up, man. And just when I start going back to Mass...
Phil, the fact that you're going back to Mass is a blessing from God.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need to be listening to your freaky, weird take on the planet. Oh, God, the music ended.
Yeah, damn right, Andy, because I can't talk like a priest no more. Get that music back up, otherwise I'm going to sound like some kind of...
Thank you. Phil, years ago... ago, I saw... Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Would you close the blinds or something so you don't see women walking by?
Good idea. Paul, Father Paul, please, the blinds, please.
Will you look at that?
Another woman?
No, Father Paul bent over. Now I...
Will you turn it off? Hang up on that guy.
Phil, please don't hang up on... Chichi, mama! Phil,
You know, damn, man, they turn the music down on me. Every time you
do that, you see, you're only confusing me more. Now I know you're playing with my mind, aren't you? You're just
playing with my... Yeah, look at that. You're playing with my mind now, see? So every time a woman walks by... And
what happens if a woman walks by while you're in that voice?
When a woman walks by and I'm in that voice, I don't...
Say now, look at her.
All right. That, see, I knew...
You think you're screwing around?
Well, what do you think? IRA stood down. I don't like boys anymore. Women are my thing. I turned black. I'm going back to Mass. You know that, man? After all these years, bud, after all those years, as a countercultural, as a hippie slash, you know, alienated 70s baby boomer, then on into the 80s as a 30, you know, a 30-something upwardly mobile jackball, on into the 90s as an embittered artist. Now, at the age of 53, ready to commit murder, I'm finally going back to the church, man. I'm going to Mass.
Are you a Catholic?
Well, I'm partly Catholic, but I'm like taking communion and all that stuff. And I don't need that guy on the show anymore making me rethink the option, if you don't mind. Decommissioning expected as IRA ends armed campaign. Wow, that's heavy, man. That is heavy.
Showed up.
Yeah. 1-8, by the way, we have the IRA with us. How are you, sir?
We're doing all right. We feel real good about it.
Great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Tomorrow night is our webcast. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific. I was very gratified to be on the air today in Canada on our affiliate in St. Catharines, Ontario. Sounds like a very pleasant place to live. And they were very excited about it up there, although my show is actually tape delayed in Canada, so they'll hear the show Monday. But you listeners in Canada can watch the show tomorrow night. Not just hear it, but watch it tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. It's the Phil Henry Show webcast, the second of the summer. Special guest MC will be Herb Sewell, the convicted child molester and abuser of women, and now actually a trophy bass fisherman. Jesus. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Just a few minutes from now, we're going to have Bobby and Steve Dooley on to talk about dusting. And apparently their son Seth was, quote, directed by one of his friends, end quote, to buy some of this dust-off stuff, go to their house, and then zone out on it while staring at a unplugged television set. Dusting. Parents, beware of a new rage known as dusting. But as soon as somebody said dusting, I thought, remember PCP, angel dust? What's happened to that? The stuff that people do to destroy their head, like right when I was, I don't know, I was in my late 20s and I'd gotten to Los Angeles. I was doing a rock and roll show, a rock show on a local AOR. Back then, it was spraying Sherms with rat poison. Did you ever hear about that? Kids would get these Sherm cigarettes, the long brown cigarettes, spray them with Raid. And, or if, because if they couldn't get any of that liquid PCP and smoke that crap, I think that's where huffing came from. Guy smoked Raid and said, I don't know why I'm even dealing with smoking it when I can just go ahead and sniff Raid. Anyway, unlike huffing, where individuals inhale fumes, the high produced by dusting is actually due to lack of oxygen, because dust off is a basically compressed air. So whatever it does, it don't sound good to me. Anything that deprives the blood of oxygen, anything that kind of takes away the oxygen level of the brain and introduces something that is not oxygen, that can't sound very good. So anyway, Bobby's going to talk with us about that later on the program in just a few minutes. You use it to clean keyboards? Yeah. God, I could use some of that. Now, what happens if I get addicted to this stuff? Well, that's ridiculous.
You might.
Well, I'm not going to get... But the keyboard of my computer at home is so filthy. It is so bloody filthy with cigarette ash and everything. I need dust off.
But what if you get addicted?
What if I get a dickhead? What did you say?
What if you get addicted?
Oh, what if I get addicted? I'm not going to get addicted. I'm 53 years old, man. Just when am I going to grow up? How can you imagine me pining away? Just I can't wait till 10 o'clock so I could get home and huff dust off. That dude's just, oh, yeah. Cat's like, you don't hear about dudes my age laying under a wheelbarrow after huffing Energene, do you? Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. We can afford the better stuff. We can go out. Poor kids are out there. You know, this is really a bad thing, man. You guys huffing paint. Well, if I had a couple of grand in my pocket like you do, maybe I could go down to the projects like you do and score some of that really decent crystal. Instead of, you know, I'm freaking from hunger over here, man. Well, you kids shouldn't do that. Oh, get out of here with that. I'm crawling under sinks looking to get my kicks. You guys, you're rolling around a freaking Lexus down there, the only two white guys within 800 miles in the projects, and you're scoring everything sweet. All that candy. And what am I doing? I'm laying under a wheelbarrow with a soaked rag in one hand and an empty can of Energene in the other. How dare you talk to me like that? Why, I get high, but it's all very clean and decent. Yeah, it's clean and decent. That's great, man. I wonder how many people are dying just to get that crap up to the United States from South America again. Could you refresh my memory? Tell me the last dude that got gunned down because he was trying to bring janitor and a drum from one part of the city to the other. Oh, you calling me a criminal? You're the criminal, huffing paint. I don't see the Dutch boy out there machine gunning dudes, man, and like, you know, sawing off their arms like in Scarface. But then there's always a first time.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.